Shall we turn to the scriptures, beloved? In John's Gospel, in the 6th chapter. John chapter 6. You will know that the chapter opens with the account of the feeding of the 5,000. And then in verse 14, those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world." When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea, and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, "It is I, be not afraid." Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, "Rabbi, when camest thou hither?" Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labour not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed." Then said they unto him, "What shall we do, that we might work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." They said therefore unto him, "What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe? What dost thou work?" "Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall, here's the force of the Greek, never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst at any time. That's really what he said. I want to point out to you one other glorious thing. Last evening some of us had a little time together, precious, and we then were thinking of the wonder of the Lord Jesus Christ. How great and how glorious he is. And of course the whole Bible is a revelation of that. But more particularly, we seem to find this in John's Gospel. And how sweet and precious this is, that these people were saying to the Lord, our fathers did eat manna in the desert. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. My Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. And then he goes on in verse 35 and says, I am the bread of life. Again in 48 he says it, I am. And the word of that in your version isn't there in the Greek. I am. And it's the emphatic, the bread of life. The emphasis always is not on the figure of, that he uses about himself, not the speech by which he describes himself, for instance, saying he's bread, which he is. But the emphasis is always on the I am. And the bread of life is a manifestation of the I am to a particular need. The need is hunger. So I am adapts himself to hunger by being bread. That's right. That's really what he is saying. And here's the great and tremendous truth of it. This is linked with the feeding of the 5,000, as we have already pointed out. You know that when he asked one of the disciples in verse 8, Simon Peter's brother Andrew, saith unto Jesus, there's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as many as they would, and so on. And this wonderful emphasis in the scripture, that if you remember in the parenthesis in verse 23, when it talks about it, that it says, they did eat. After the Lord had given thanks, and here we are, he gave thanks, verse 11. This is the tremendous part about it, and not to be confused with the habit of saying grace at meals. He gave thanks, because here the Lord was going to have a wonderful opportunity of revealing himself to people again. This was his great thankfulness. He was always thankful when he could show people something more of himself. He loves to come into the midst of a group like this and just reveal himself to us, beloved.
just loves it. Just to show us himself, his love, that he really is the bread of life. That if our life hasn't improved because of this morning's meeting, it's been a waste of time. If our life from now on isn't strengthened and improved, nourished up into God, then it's all been just so much nonsense. Could as well have been up on one of the downs somewhere enjoying the sunshine or at the seaside. Here's the tremendous thing about it, beloved, that he gives thanks. And the great thing is that when we go back to the dialogue that happens about it, they're saying to the Lord, oh, our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness. See, yet they'd been there. It's the same crowd that had been there when he said, sit down, and watched him break the loaves and the fishes and give to them. Same people they were. It says so very specifically. They'd gone round the sea to find him. You see? They were still asking for a sign. And here's the glory of it, beloved. I read that little story of how that the Lord dismissed the company and the disciples went off, and he goes up into the mountain alone. And then they were in the midst of the sea. Now listen, they weren't on the wilderness with Moses. They weren't sitting on the grassy slopes of the sea. These people were sitting in the sea, in a boat. And Jesus comes down from heaven. That's right. Comes down from the mountain. Where he'd been to up in that mountain, who can tell? But here is the Lord showing. You see, this is far superior to sitting on a grassy bank and eating bread and fish. It's far superior to picking up manna off the grass in the morning. Jesus was actually walking on the sea. Came down and he was walking on the sea. Hallelujah. See? And this is what he said. In our version, as I read it, it says, he was drawing nigh unto the ship in verse 19. They were afraid. And in verse 20, he said to them, I am. That's precious. You ought to write that in your margin. That's the Greek. He said, I am. Don't be afraid. They received him into the boat. They're immediately at the place where they wanted to go. Praise the name of the Lord. Now this is what he said to these people. I am. They were saying, show us a sign. Let's see. But he did something more than this than ever Moses did. And isn't this a wonderful thing, beloved? This is why people like you and I don't need any sign. Because he's come to us privately, right out in the midst of the sea. He's come to us privately. Is that right? You don't need Jesus to do any public demonstration, do you? He's come to us privately. Not just when we were wanting a bit of manna, but boy, we were sinking, everything was going to happen. But he just simply came. I am, he said. I am. And it was all over, and they were at the shore. It's all on in a minute. Is that right? Ever happened to you? Listen, it's these things that are the bread to you. You understand? These things that are the bread to you. Is that right? Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Our bread is it spread in the wilderness, beloved, on blades of grass, a little small round white thing, angels' food. God gives us the true bread from heaven. Hallelujah. You ever seen Jesus walking on the sea? Of course I haven't. Not in natural. But Jesus has come to me, and the Lord Jesus has come to me, and I trust he has to all you, and he's all these things rolled up in one. Is that right? He's all this, and he is all that in me, and I don't need him to walk on the sea. If it was necessary, he would do it for me. I don't need him to put manna on the wilderness. I don't need him to do anything. He's sent from God to me, and he's brought me into all these. I have all the benefits of all these miracles, all in him, all in my heart, already. I'm not just using figures of speech or preacher's tricks. I'm telling you the truth. Is it that with you? Is it that with you? He is all this. I don't need him to do all this. The fact that the Bible records that he's done it is glorious, and it's all part of the ways of God with us that we should read and learn and benefit from them. But he is this in me. Glory. He's the bread of life. Hallelujah. If I get a bit hungry now and again, I go and I have a good old chew and a good old digestion from this. I eat it. I eat it. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And this is the way with us all, beloved. How wonderful the Lord Jesus Christ is. I am. I am. What? What are you, Lord? Everything. Who are you? Everybody. That's right. All the people I want to know are in you. That's right. Everybody I want to know is in Jesus. He's going to gather us all up into one in the end. I am everybody. I am everything. I am. Where are you, Lord? Here. I am. How are you, Lord? All love. Oh, glory. All gracious. All sweet. I'm all majestic. I'm all healthy. I'm all strong. I'm all risen. I'm all. That's how it is. He's I am. Is that right? That's the complete answer to everything. I am. He walks on the sea. He says, I am. Hungry? Well, he's bread for you. Thirsty? He's drink for you. Needy? He's everything to you. Sore? He's comfort to you. He's everything. Hallelujah. That's right, isn't it? That you're proving that, aren't you, day by day? Now, this is the life. If you're not, you're not in the life, you see. This is the life. That's what it is. Isn't that wonderful? Praise him. And he is that in you, beloved. He's everything, isn't he? Go on. You say he is. You commit yourself. Well, the Bible says he is. That's not what I said. I didn't say the Bible said he was. I'm saying he is. He would be if there'd never been a Bible written. You understand? He is. Glory. Hallelujah. And we live and we glory and we rejoice in this. And it's sweet to my soul. Glory to his name. Praise him. Mm-hmm.